Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I cannot believe it. 5 years ago is the first time that I took part in the Radiothon, the 36 Hours for Kids Radiothon, to help our friends at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. And I am always thrilled when I have the opportunity to talk with moms and dads and some of the kids that have been helped at Children's Hospital. And today is no exception. Lori and Ben are joining us. Lori, Ben, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us. We're really excited about it.
Let me start with you, Lori. What exactly led your family to Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU?
We actually received a postcard or a flyer from them about the program in the mail one day, and I had actually been looking for some type of program for Ben, and this actually came at the perfect time, and I talked to him about it, talked about it being a research program and healthy lifestyle changes, and once he agreed, I called the number on the postcard, and we just went from there.
And we're talking about the teens program, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for everybody who's listening to this, we talk about healthy living and lifestyle. I don't even know what that means. Lori, what exactly are you guys doing in this teens program?
Well, it's a research study, and we started actually July before last,
okay.
And it's a four-month program where we would go in weekly for meetings, and then I was actually in the parents as a coach group. They had two different, I guess you call them pathways. There
okay.
was one where parents were coaches, and we coached the child along. And then there's another pathway where the parent and the child do the same program.
Okay.
Sorry, Ben's here making me laugh. A typical 15-year-old boy.
Yes.
Anyhow,
yes.
So we would meet with the team there and with other families. The parents would meet together, and the kids would meet together.
Okay.
And discuss what we go over or had done throughout the week, and just go over new material each week, and then they could work out in the gym at the facility three times a week, wasn't it? Yep. And so Ben signed up for as many times as he possibly could go in, where he would work out with the interns from VCU, and it was amazing. We met other families with the same goals that we had, and it was great to talk with other families. He made some new friends, and we had an exceptional team that we were working with dietitians and nutritionists and the doctors there too as well.
Okay. Well, let me bring Ben into this. Ben, you can't just stand on the sideline making faces at your mom, although, you know, in all candor, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you something, Ben. Don't let your mom hear me. But no matter how old you get, you're always a 15-year-old boy. I'm just telling you. We laugh at things we're not supposed to laugh at. But take some time away from making your mom laugh and tell me a little bit about this teens program and what you got from it.
Well, like you said, I was really into sports and still am. Of course, Corona hit right after, and I play baseball, so the whole season was canceled. But it wasn't all for nothing, because now I'm a lot healthier than I was before.
Right.
So basically, we went in on a Monday night, and we went over nutritional values and stuff and healthy habits.
Right.
And we continued going over that each week, and we went over new material, like she said. And the workouts were right after we went over the nutritional stuff, and it was great. They had pre-planned workouts, and then when you went into open gym, which were the other two times, which was, I'm pretty sure, a Tuesday and a Saturday,
okay,
which I signed up for because I really liked it, and I made good friends, and the interns were wonderful, especially Jay Sean,
okay,
which was, I mean, it was wonderful. And we went in, and we worked out, and then we had laughs, and it was great.
So tell me a little bit about what changed. Before you started the program, were you looking at certain types of food and saying, oh, yeah, potato chips, a wonderful source of nutritional value, and I'm going to make them a big part of my life? Or were you, you know, just sort of trying stuff on?
I mean, I just wasn't going to the gym, honestly.
Okay.
And I didn't know much about calories and stuff.
Yeah.
So that really helped me settle down and put on goals, and
yeah,
that helped me lose weight and become more athletic.
Well, I love it. All right, so, I mean, now, of course, we've got the zombie apocalypse, and everybody is at home, and my understanding is the teens program continues, and now they're doing these virtual workouts. A little tough, I would think, to play baseball virtually, but I suppose that there's opportunities for everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So what was the best thing that you learned, Ben?
The best thing that I learned was, honestly, it was the about calories and how you can get good calories and you can fill yourself up with good calories.
Yep.
And you have so many left over, and that's pretty much it. That's my favorite thing I learned because it helped me the best.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a great takeaway, and you ought to share that with a lot of us. I would like to set up a Zoom meeting with you at some point, Ben, and you can help me learn a little bit more about the good calories. Lori, what about you? Did you always have a good handle on what were good calories versus bad calories like we were talking about?
I did somewhat, and a lot of it you want to think is common sense, but when you're not really practicing what you know you should be, it's great to have this, we'll call it an intervention, so you can kind of get hit the reset button.
Yeah.
And with him being involved in so many sports, we were always on the go, so we were eating out so much and just not practicing the healthy habits that we should have been. And this really helped me more with meal planning, and we weren't going out to eat as much. And when we did, we would make better choices on, number one, where we went and what we would get. Now, of course, with COVID coming into all of this, we didn't, going back and not eating out as much, we're not going through restaurant withdrawal, I guess, as so many people are. But it definitely helped with that.
Well, I'll tell you something, Lori. People have chatted about this, and I am firmly convinced that at least for me, the 19 in the COVID-19, that's the number of pounds that I have somehow found a way to pack on while I have been living this bizarre lifestyle like we all have. But it sure does sound like you and Ben have got your heads on straight and really have a good vision, have a good plan for all of that. I'm just curious to know, when you realized that the poor eating choices and the rest of this, the lack of exercise or what have you, were really impacting Ben negatively, what was that like?
It definitely did not feel good. I was worried about risks to him both now and in the future because then, I mean, he was born big. He was 9'12¼" when he was born, and he was off the charts in height and weight for his whole life.
Okay.
And being in sports, that, you know, being bigger and taller, and he always seemed to be stronger and really excelled. But as kids started to catch up to him, I started seeing where, you know, there was more of a struggle with running and energy levels and things like that, and just didn't have a lot of good options for a 14-year-old boy at the time. Just you know, just signing him up with a trainer at the gym or something like that, I thought, you know, is that really safe? Do we know?
Right.
Is that the best? I know what I can do as an adult, but, and yep. for him, it wasn't necessarily the food choices that he was making. It was more the amount. So when we got in the program and he started logging calories and things like that, it just, he loves numbers, always has,
okay.
and it just like, it just, the light switch came on and, or the light came on and he just completely, bought into it and was motivated. The confidence was just built, but it definitely was, it was just life changing.
Wow.
Her team was always so incredibly positive. There was never any shaming. You know, if we had some missteps along the way, we just got right back on track and kept on going. And we found that very helpful with this whole COVID situation too. It's like, you can mess up, but don't beat
right.
yourself up. Just,
yep.
you know, start back over, just get back on the plan and all is great. But the changes I've seen in him, and his pediatrician is so proud of him too.
Mm.
He, you know, couldn't believe the difference just
yes.
in
yes.
The time from one, his 14-year checkup to his 15-year checkup. So it's been great.
I love it. I love it. Well, Lori, Ben, I appreciate you taking time to join us and wish you nothing but great success as you continue to use these tools that you got at Children's Hospital of Richmond.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. I want to tell everybody, by the way, Teens, that's the name of the program. And right now, because of COVID and the rest of it, it's virtual. It is a 4-month behavioral weight management program at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Parents and teens participate in weekly virtual groups. The teens are also participating in live virtual workouts with a personal trainer. Guess what? Teens is actually now enrolling folks to start in the new year. So you want to learn a little bit more about Teens, you call 827-TEEN or you can visit chrichmond.org/teens. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.